in the limelight.
Thousands of police were mobilized in Portugal and Catalonia to repress protests spanning the Iberian Peninsula. The scale of the repression is dictated by rising concerns in ruling circles at a wave of industrial militancy and social discontent. Paul Mitchell, a Melbourne-based professional and creative writer, has more on this topic in an article titled "Protests in Portugal and Catalonia Met with Police Repression." As the year ends, Portugal's Socialist Party, PS administration, supported by the pseudo-left Bloc, BE, and Communist Party, PCP, is being hit by multiple strikes against low wages and poor working conditions. Public sector workers have had their salaries frozen for the last 10 years and career progression stopped. Labor Minister José Antonio Vieira da Silva admitted the increase in strikes is because people have now expectations of improvements in their working conditions after a long period of restrictions. Demonstrations inspired by France's Yellow Vest movement took place in cities and towns across the country in another indication of an upsurge in the class struggle outside the control of these parties and unions. Since Antonio Costa's PS came to power in 2015, the number of strikes has doubled. This year, there have been 173 strike notices in the public sector compared to 85 in 2015. Nearly 50 strike notices have been issued for the Christmas period and New Year. For over a year, nurses have been taking strike action, and since November, 5,000 surgeries have been postponed or cancelled. In October, 2,300 judges went on a strike and action, and at Portuguese, rail ticket offices disrupted rail traffic. Doctors and museum workers have also staged nationwide strike actions in the past month. Dock workers in Setúbal began a strike on November 5th, protesting the lack of job security for casual and part-time workers and against enforced overtime at the ports of Lisbon, Sines, Figueira da Foz, Lexios, Cancial, Ponta Delgada, and Prida da Vitoria. Exports have been affected. This week, workers employed by the state oil company Galp went on a strike for 5 days, protesting the employer offensive against the collective bargaining arrangements, poor wages, and attacks on overtime pay. Supermarket and department store workers are stopping work on Christmas Eve in protest at misery wages. Tax office workers have called a strike from December 26th to 31st, demanding the unfreezing of their career progression. Teachers have threatened to boycott the 2019 school year for the same reason. Workers from the National Lottery have begun a 2-week hunger strike in support of better working conditions. Firefighters and border guards are also contemplating action. Most of the strikes have been called by the PCP-led CGTP union to let stem, kept to individual actions to prevent united action against the PS. Costa's government has been lauded by the Troika of the European Union, International Monetary Fund, and European Central Bank. This is for reducing Portugal's budget deficit to virtually zero. Responding to the wave of strikes, Costa declared that the country's economic recovery doesn't always mean that everything is possible for everyone. The Costa government's major achievement has been to repay early 78 billion euros given to Portugal to bail out its banks after 2008 financial crisis, while claiming to be anti-austerity. This is due to its conceding a few hundred million to raise the minimum wage to 600 euros a month, still the lowest in Western Europe, increase some pensions by 10 euros a month, and unfreeze public sector promotions over a number of years. Most of the austerity measures imposed since 2008 remain. The pseudo-left bloc, PE, has voted almost unanimously to ally with Portugal's Socialist Party, PS, for next October's election. The recovery in the Portuguese economy has been built on low interest rates, quantitative easing, increased tourism, and overseas investment based on cheap casual labor. The Bank of Portugal now forecasts the economy will slow every year to around 1.5% in 2021, around half the current figure, with government debt still standing at 125% of GDP. Meanwhile, the average wage in Lisbon is 860 euros, not much more than the minimum. With a sharp rise in precarious employment, housing costs, and threat of eviction, nearly 20% of young people remained unemployed and tens of thousands have emigrated. To stem rising social anger, the government secured an agreement from Facebook to close down the Yellow Vest protest organizers' website and drafted in a massive force of 20,000 security police in a country with a 10 million population. It declared that only 25 assembly points in 17 cities nationwide would be permitted, while the Air Force announced the creation of 6-kilometer exclusion zones around main airports. Under the slogan, Vamos Parar Portugal, meaning Let's Bring Portugal to a Halt, the protests called for much bigger increases in the national minimum wage and pensions. In the Algarve Hospital, Faro, around 100 people demanded cut the cost of fuel, increase minimum wage, lower VAT, abolish motorway tolls, no to corruption, and end public-private partnerships, PPP. In response, Arminio Carlos, CGTP Union General Secretary and Communist Party PCP Central Committee member, declared, instead of demanding progress and social justice, they're supporting extreme right positions aimed at societal and civilizational regression, unquote. Francisco Luca, leader of the Populist Revolutionary Socialist Party from 1978 to 1998 and founder of the pseudo-left bloc, PE, declared, this is a far-right operation. They are using social media to whip up aggressive politicization in far-right terms, unquote. In Catalonia, the Socialist Party government of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez also responded with police regression and to pro-independence demonstrations protesting his decision to hold a cabinet meeting in the center of the regional capital, Barcelona. 9,000 extra police were drafted in to attack protesters who blocked roads across the region and clashed with anti-riot police in Barcelona. At least 12 protesters were arrested and scores were injured during the clashes. By the time the meeting in Barcelona finished, said the regional Mossos Esquadra police. 30 officers were injured, it added. Officers wielded truncheons and shields and parts of the city were placed under lockdown. Some protesters wore yellow hijabs vests, referencing the gilets in France and the yellow flag of Catalonia prior to a pro-independence march in the evening. That day, a strike called at the Spanish railway network Renfe caused the cancellation of 571 trains, about 30% of those initially scheduled for the day. The previous day, the trade unions reached an agreement with the employers to suspend the strike, but the strikes went ahead under the anarcho-syndicalist CGT union. The eruption of social anger and the hostility to the existing parties and trade unions is palpable throughout Europe. But a way forward depends upon the development of an independent axis of a struggle uniting the working class across the continent and the formation of committees of action. This was aimed at laying the basis in the working class for such a unified offensive in opposition to all Europe's governments of the so-called left, right, and center, and the political and organizational efforts of sabotage by the pro-capitalist unions and pseudo-left parties.